My name is Charles Kareem Diggs. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I'm in the Phoenix Penitentiary. And the name of my article is Freedom. What is the nature of freedom? And is it natural? Everywhere on this planet, you see the common citizen begging the governments to be left alone so they can enjoy their land. Throughout the history of human drama, human beings have fought wars simply to be left alone, to exist in their own land, culture, religion, and way of life. From older civilizations, such as Africa, to America, the conflicts have been based on the same human principles of freedom. The wars and conflicts is not only among the same citizens in the nation, but mostly foreign invaders entering the country demanding submission to that nation relating to land. Sometimes the wars are made on false pretense, but after the truth is told, the invaders seek the resources that belong to the people. In Africa, it was gold and diamond, fishing resources, and other food items that were not grown in Europe. In our South American nations and other islands, there was sugar cane and various fruits and vegetables that the European nations were unable to grow. The wars were also started because one nation sought to control trade routes. These different competing desires caused human beings to murder and enslave other human beings. This violent system became the gospel of kings and leaders. Those who suffered were the women, children, and men who had nothing to do with waging war. The winner usually enslaved and demoralized the losers. The prophets from the earth became the invaders. Well, the animal world has its natural order of survival, which is the strong animal being the weaker one. However, the same species in most cases never eat its own. Humans who have a developed brain and the ability to work with their hands do not honor its own species. For some reason, killing, stealing, raping, and severe abuse among ourselves is encouraged. War is a tool for corporate greed, and politicians is the voice of the corporations. Our leaders only need to imagine a reason to hate another nation, and we send citizens to kill and die. One man can stand in the White House and tell us to hate China, blacks, Indians, and we march to war. All the human beings want freedom, which is to be left alone on their own land. They were left to pursue their own reality on their own land, free to drink their own water and to dress according to their tradition. War would be no more. Freedom in Africa is the same freedom Americans brag about. It is also essential for the 3 million women and men in American prisons to cherish freedom and be willing to accept that freedom is never free. You have to earn it, maintain it, and protect it. Freedom is not free.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.